five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts, a five-alarm fire. Five bells, move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Fire! Fire!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Tim Collins and his friend Mushnowski on their trip to the Tenacombe Towboat Company dock. It is only a few minutes past noon, and the young fireman, off duty until tomorrow, is about to have his first lesson in the use of the rescue company's diving apparatus. We'll meet Tim Collins as soon as you've heard this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the quarters of the rescue company where, you remember, only a moment ago, Tim Collins learned the true nature of the fishing trip Private Mushnowski has invited him to take. As soon as the 12 o'clock signal is tapped in on the firehouse call bell.
12 o'clock!
Well, we're off duty, Mushnowski. Now, let's see that fishing tackle you've been holding out on me.
You got your swimming trunks?
Yeah, right here. But now, come on. Break down and give a man a line on what this is all about, will you? What are we going to do? Jump in and swim after these fish?
What would you say if I said yes?
I'd say you were smoke happy.
All right, I'm smoke happy. You're going to jump into that water, and any fish we catch, you're going to swim after them.
Oh, now listen, if you think I'm going to make a sap out of myself, and in front of Chief Cody,
huh?
Too, I...
The chief?
Yeah, that's what I said, the chief. Captain Jellybone said Chief Cody's going to meet us at the dock. So if you think
hey,
I'm going to make
we
a...
we better get rolling, kid. Come on, help me load the tackle into my jalopy.
All right, if you can't carry a couple of fishing poles. Now, where's this tackle?
Here in the storage locker. Prop the door open, will you?
Yeah, okay. Hey, what's that stuff? That's a pump. A hand pump. Or is it?
It is.
Huh?
Give me a hand here, Hooksy.
Yeah.
There, all right. Let it rest.
What's this for?
This air pump?
Yeah.
Can't go fishing, not our way, without an air pump.
Oh, now I get it.
Here, take the kettle.
Yeah, kettle your foot. That's a diving helmet.
Well, what do you know? The kid's catching on.
Well, I'll be hanged. You're going to show me how to dive.
Uh-uh. You're going to show me how to dive.
Huh?
I'm going to stay up and dock and pump air through that hose to your helmet.
Oh, but I never had one of these helmets on in my life.
You're in the rescue company now, my boy. Never know when you'll be working 1,000 feet up in the air or a couple of fathoms underwater. Diving's part of your job. And it's time you learn how.
Yeah, but I... Oh, good grief. What next?
Grab those lead boots and the weights for your harness. Now, come on, let's load up my car and get down to the dock. We don't want to keep Chief Cody waiting.
When they reach the waterfront, Mushnowski pulls up at the offices of the Tenacombe Towboat Company. When Tim says...
Hey, look, there's Chief Cody waiting in the doorway.
Got a hair ahead of us at that,
yeah.
Huh? We'll pick him up.
Been waiting long, Chief Cody?
No, I just got here, boys. Where are you going to change into your swim trunks, Collins?
Oh, gee, I never thought of that.
Well, go into Tenacombe's office. He says you can change in there.
Yeah, all right, Chief. Won't take me a minute.
So when he's ready, you can drive right out to the end of the dock, Mushnowski.
Sure, no need to walk all that way. Here, let me help you with that sack.
That's all right. I can lift it. Just drop it here in the back for the diving gear.
Hey, that must weigh 50 pounds.
Yeah, all of that, Mushnowski.
Sounds like chunks of iron.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Not that I go nosing around, see, sticking my beak into somebody else's business, but a burlap sack full of scrap iron. Chief, you're not going into the junk business.
No. That scrap iron is just bait.
Bait?
Yep. Going to do a little fishing myself. With this.
A horseshoe on the end of a half mile of line?
This is no horseshoe. Here. See what happens when you hold it near the door of your car.
Let's see. Nothing happens.
A little closer.
Like this? Hey, it jumped. Hey, I can't almost
pull it loose. It's a magnet, Mushnowski.
Magnet?
Yeah.
That's the biggest magnet I ever saw, next to one of those big electromagnets. What do you want with a magnet, Chief?
All set, Chief. What do you say, Mush? Time we got rolling?
Yeah, sure. But Chief Cody, what...
You'll find out when the time comes, Mushnowski. First, let's give Collins his diving lesson, and then we'll start fishing with my magnet. All right, jump in here, Collins.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is like walking in a nightmare, Mush. These are the heaviest shoes I ever had on.
Well, they won't be so heavy when you get down there under the water, kid.
Hold steady, Collins. Let me test this buckle on your harness.
Yes, sir. Are you sure I need all these weights around my middle, Mush?
Well, not for a little dive like this, maybe, but might as well get used to them.
Well, you're all set now, boy. Lifeline, so we can haul you out if we have to. Now, give a tug on the line when you're coming up so we can reel in the hose, huh?
Yeah, yes, sir, yes, sir. And you'll tug on the line to give me signal.
Now, you're not going to like that mud and muck down there, kid. Just keep moving and you won't sink.
Uh-huh.
After you leave the ladder, I mean. You're okay while you're still hanging on to the ladder.
I see. All right, I got it. Ready for the helmet now.
I'll help him with the helmet, Mushnowski. You want to start that pump? Feed him air through the hose.
Coming right up, Chief.
All right.
Don't start down the ladder till we get the air flowing steady.
Yeah, yeah. Gee, if I ever forget and bend over to pick up something...
You'll fill the helmet with water. You'd better slide out of it and come up fast.
Yes, sir.
All right, now. Easy. Here it comes. Down over your head.
Yeah, now, let me get a grip on the edge. Yeah, while you straighten out the...
I can't hear you, Collins. Don't try to talk.
Is he getting air okay, Chief?
Are you getting air? He's all right, Mushnowski. He nods his head.
Get him started down the ladder, Chief.
Let's go, Collins. Yeah. He's on his way, Mushnowski.
Keep those lines clear, Chief. Don't want his air hose to get cramped.
Line's all clear. He's at the water line. Just his helmet showing. There he goes. Down to the bottom of the ladder.
I can feel it in the pump.
Yeah.
Pressure's gone up. Can you still see him?
Just a blur. That water's pretty thick. There he goes. He's moving away from the dock.
Good kid. Now, some fellas hang on to the ladder so you couldn't pry him loose with a chisel. First time down, I mean.
Yeah. How's the pump?
Smooth as silk. How's Colin?
He's taking a walk for himself. Say, he takes to this diving like...
Like a fish to water, huh?
Yeah.
Better call him back.
Oh, he's been down long enough?
For the first time, Chief. Give him a tug on the line.
All right. That does it. He got the signal. Here he comes. Back to the ladder. Yeah, now I can see him. His helmet's coming up.
Get him up here and give him a rest. Well, he takes 10. You can tell us what that magnet's for, huh, Chief? You got me so curious, honest, my brain is itchy.
There's no doubt you can take care of yourself underwater, Colin.
Gee, Chief, if I'd ever guessed it was such fun, I'd have been down there long ago.
Fun, huh? It isn't fun all the time, Hooksy. Not when you're down there looking for some car, maybe, that went into the river. You gotta find it fast and open it up and maybe haul somebody out.
Yeah, I see what you mean. You gotta move fast, but underwater you just can't, huh?
Well, that's what I'm puzzling about, boys. That's why I want to try fishing with a magnet.
Hey, you got something, Chief. You chucked that magnet down into the water. Where something sunk, only it's all muddy and murky.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. What about the grappling irons? Don't they find what you're looking for?
Yes, in time. But I want to find out if we should use a magnet besides the irons. Maybe it can save us time.
Sure, if it locates things any faster.
Well, let's find out.
All right, are you rested, son?
Yes,
what do
sir.
You think, Miss Nelson?
Well, he's okay for another short run, Chief.
All right, good. Then let's throw these pieces of scrap iron overboard, just to be sure there's something for the magnet to find, huh?
Yeah, I'll chuck them in. Heads up, fishes. Look out below.
Scatter them around, Mushnowski. Scatter them.
Chief, there's so much junk lying around down there, there's no knowing what your magnet might find.
Well, whatever it locates, you bring it up, Collins. This fishing trip may turn out to be more important than we think.
Chief Cody doesn't know it yet, because he means only to test his idea that a powerful magnet on the end of a line can save the rescue company precious minutes in locating sunken objects. But Tim's next dive will have exciting consequences and will lead to thrilling adventure, as you'll hear in our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now here's Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody, and I've got a question for you. How often do you see cars and trucks parked near fire hydrants? Parked near enough to block the way if an engine should be called to the scene of a nearby fire. Now remember, seconds count in preventing the spread of a fire. And when you see a car parked too near a hydrant, you know someone has carelessly created a dangerous fire hazard. Well, that's all for now. You'll hear from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Fire! Fire!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.